Has this 40-year-old prophecy come true? Jenny Weaver delivers a powerful prophetic word in front of 10,000 people. And Amanda Grace says, a trap has been set. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Has this Dr. Lester Sumrall 40-year-old prophecy come true? In a recent episode of the John Bevere podcast, he was joined by Darren Whitehead, the founder and pastor of Church of the City. The two reflect on a striking prophecy delivered by the late Dr. Sumrall over 40 years ago. Bevere emphasizes the profound implications of this word, which he believes is now coming to fruition in the digital age. Sumrall prophesied that people would one day carry a box in their hands that would control their lives. We thought, oh, bless his heart. He's off his rocker, Bevere admits, reflecting on their initial skepticism. But if you continue on, he says, together they urge Christians to reflect on our relationship with technology, these cell phones that are in our everyday lives. This is what we believe that Dr. Sumrall saw in this vision, in this prophetic word. They urge Christians to reflect on our relationship with technology and the need to reclaim our time with God and our joy. Dr. Sumrall's prophecy echoes in their discussion, issuing a powerful warning about the unforeseen forces at play in a digitally driven world. You can go to the link in the description here to read the article and also watch the video of the John Bevere podcast. Very engaging conversation, and I really appreciate those two men of God. Next, Jenny Weaver delivers a spectacular prophetic message in front of 10,000 people at the Breakers Conference in Chicago. During the historic Breakers Conference in Chicago, Jenny Weaver gave a profound prophetic message about hope and the awe of God. The Lord had put John chapter 2 and the wedding at Cana on Weaver's heart to share with the massive 10,000-person audience about what it means to be obedient to the Lord. She said, "This is what the Lord gave me. He took me to John chapter 2, and this is what it says. It says, in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to them, they have no wine. A place that's supposed to have wine had no wine. The Lord said, is this not the condition of a lot of my churches today? The place that's supposed to have wine has no wine. This is what the Lord began to speak to me, that there needed to be a yielding of somebody's will to Jesus. Weaver points out that until there was an obedient surrender, the miracle of water into wine could not happen. In the same way, a lot of people have not received their deliverance because of a lack of surrender to the Lord. The hour of the Lord is now for those who will say, whatever you say to do, I will do it. Now you can check out this article and definitely watch the Breakers Conference. Now it is an 8-hour conference video, but you can fast forward to different speakers that are there. And that is a powerful group of speakers at this conference. Everybody from Isaiah Saldivar and Vlad Savchuk. Of course, it was hosted by Pastor Mike Signorelli. You had Jenny Weaver and Apostle Alexander Pagani. You had Pastor Greg Locke. A few other people that I don't know their names right there, but Jeremiah Johnson, and also Pastor Josh Hamstra, who I've interviewed recently as well. Definitely check that out. Now, Amanda Grace says, a trap has been set in a prophetic word. And again, you can go to the link and click that, and you'll be able to watch her deliver that. But a summary of this in the article, that the link will be in the description of this video. In a stunning prophetic message, Amanda Grace gave a word from the Lord that fell on her suddenly while she was preparing to share an entirely different topic. She said, I got on my face before the Lord and I started to pray, and this word came from that. The word began with the cry for God's children to call out to him during this time of great confusion and deception. It also calls for a time of exposing deep, dark things that have been hidden in America's banking system and what is happening at the border. She addresses territorial spirits in this word as well. And she goes on to say that Hamas is in those departments, says the Lord, the offshoot of them, in order to circumvent Israel, to feed information to attempt to an ambush of Israel in Lebanon, says the Lord. Oh, Israel, says the Lord, an ambush. Be vigilant right now, for a trap has been set. Definitely prepare for these coming events and read this article and see what Amanda has to say, because we need to be watchmen on the walls and pay attention to what is coming. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This is your midweek rundown. We'll see you.